you could be perfectly well 3 weeks in a row, fit to do anything. But then you have a flare-up, say, on your fourth week, which you're not able to go to work because you need to take medication, you need to go to the bathroom frequently, you know, and, you know, some people are on different therapies where they go to the hospital and they have to get different infusions and stuff to keep them going. So my question on that to the government would be, you know, what employer is going to employ somebody with those types of conditions that, yeah, so many days of the year they're fine, but the rest they're not because they're going to be out on sick. You know, how's that going to work? Because employers need somebody reliable to go into the workplace. So they need to address those concerns for people in that category. The other concern I would have as well, whether it's, you know, a long-term disability, you know, myself, I'm a wheelchair user and I'm currently studying, working towards my PhD. Now, when I qualify on a personal basis, using that three-tier system, you know, it'd be great. I could go to work, I could get, you know, supports in place, employers could apply for grants to adapt their buildings to make it more accessible or whatever. But my problem is I need wheelchairs, I have a profile in bed, I'm on medication, I get surgery every 6 months, and I can't get health insurance if I lose my medical card. If I start earning, I can't get any health insurance to cover that.